she should have poked out, punched out, or pulled out.
The collar did what in hot water?
Shrank.
If you said this shirt isn't sanitized, I hope it won't. It doesn't say on here, I hope it won't.
I hope it doesn't shrink.
The one I washed yesterday did what?
Did shrink.
The one I washed yesterday
shrank up.
Lately, it seems to me that everyone I washed has
shrank.
If a little girl goes to a party and she's all excited about it, getting ready, you'd say she likes to,
I guess you'd say she likes to primp.
What do you call the little leather container with a clasp on it that you carry money in?
Purse.
What does a woman wear around her wrist? For decoration.
Oh, a bracelet.
And suppose you had lots of little things strung together and you wore them around your neck. What would that be?
Beads.
What would you call it?
Necklace.
Well, suppose it really was beads. What would you say? I think I'll get a
string of beads.
What did men wear years ago to hold up their trousers instead of a belt?
Suspenders.
What do you usually hold over your head if it's going to rain or if it is raining? To keep from getting wet.
You mean parasol, umbrella?
What is the last thing you put on the bed when you're making the bed? Fancy top cover that you put on last. What do you call it?
Spread. Bedspread.
And at the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
If you had something at the head of the bed that was about twice as long as a pillow, what would you call it?
Boast.
And you'd say it goes
all the way across.
If you wanted to say it goes good, would you ever use any other word than all the way? If you just said it goes across the bed.
Goes across the bed. Clean across, some people say. You ever heard of a clean?
Then what do you put on the bed just for warmth, not for decoration particularly?
Put a comforter or a blanket or a quilt.
If you made a makeshift bed on the floor for children to sleep on maybe overnight, what would you call it?
Well, we call it a pallet.
In our farming, we would expect a big crop from particular field if the soil were very
rich and loamy.
Anything else you might call it? If you put a lot of
fertilizer,
you would make it very
fertile.
The flat lowland along a stream, which might overflow if the stream were flooded, what would you call that?